Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, it's a film that was written and directed and stars Chris Rock.
Yes.
And it's called Top Five.
I really like this film. I thought it's a mock documentary about a minor celebrity who is trying to somehow make a bigger splash in the world, but he's just not satisfied.
I don't think quite the mock documentary is maybe quite the right term, but it's a comedy about a struggling comic who tries to go dramatic and it hurts his career, and he really gets into trouble when he grants an interview to a beautiful New York Times columnist played by Rosario Dawson, and he does some re-examination of his life.
Yes. Well, that relationship unfolding, I think, is the core of the story.
Right.
However, there are, for some people listening, you may want to be aware it's raunchy in parts, but it's clever, and that's Chris Rock.
Yeah, it's sort of the kind of movie that Woody Allen used to make and doesn't make anymore, wishes he still could. But Chris Rock has picked up that baton, I think, in a lot of ways. Yes, you're right. It's very, very raunchy. If you can get over that, then I think you can hone in to Chris Rock's very astringent sense of humor. And boy, he has a viewpoint that really comes through loud and clear in this movie.
Well, in every scene, there was a portrait of President Bush. I thought that was kind of a little subtle touch.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a visual memoir of Chris Rock, perhaps.
It's not autobiographical at all because there are a lot of differences in his life, but he does use his life experiences to flesh out this character, and that's why it works.
Well, it was funny, and I think it's entertaining as well.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.